Our first story today is all about this.
Today we're going to learn about something called the Electoral College. It's part of our election process that was put in place by the framers of our Constitution at the Constitutional Convention of 1787.
That's how a Disney education video begins explaining the Electoral College on YouTube. Since that 1787 convention, all of Virginia's electoral votes have gone to the candidate favored by most Virginia voters. But Republican Senator Bill Carrico says it's time for a change. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, this story on your VA News link was written by David Scherfinski in the Washington Times. Bring us up to date.
What you're seeing is a call for proportional representation of the Electoral College. Right now, Virginia is like 48 other states, winner take all.
Senator Carrico wants the candidates to get one vote for each congressional district they win, with the winner of the most districts also getting the state's two at-large votes. Under that system, Mitt Romney, who received 47% of the vote in Virginia, would have gotten 9 of the state's 13 electoral votes. Now, David, the tables have turned on this issue in Virginia.
The Democrats used to call for this back when the Republicans had a 30-year stretch of winning the presidential race in Virginia. This latest proposal comes after Democrats have won their second straight presidential contest in Virginia.
Democrats never succeeded, of course. We'll see if Republicans have any better luck. Any comments from other lawmakers at this point, David?
We're still weeks away from the General Assembly, so I'm sure the bill will get its hearing. Interestingly enough, a similar bill was introduced last year by a Fairfax Democrat. It did not get very far.
David, in our next story, a small college in Northern Virginia is the subject of a blog that's drawn quite a bit of attention. What's going on there?
Patrick Henry College is a tiny little college in western Loudoun County. It has about 325 students, and many of these students were homeschooled during their pre-college education. And it's a kind of favorite place for evangelical parents to send their homeschool children to college. And what has happened is a blog has popped up called Queer at Patrick Henry College that is written by several students or former students. A story in the Loudoun Times by Trevor Baratko interviewed some of these students who talked about the experience of being a young person going off to college, coming of age, understanding their own sexuality, and coming to terms with perhaps sexual preferences that don't fit in a mainstream evangelical college.
Chancellor Mike Ferris doesn't believe any of this should be taken seriously.
The college still believes the whole thing is a hoax. Ferris, who believes homosexuality is a sin, said the school's honor code would preclude the possibility of gay students attending his college. Mr. Ferris is quoted in the Loudoun Times as saying, part of the honor code is to be sexually pure.
The bloggers are using assumed names, but did the reporter who wrote the story confirm that they attended the school?
He interviewed two of the three contributors. For one student, they showed them their diploma and seemed to be a legitimate alumni of the university.
David, thanks very much for being with us.
All right, Fred. Take care.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Fred Eccles.